From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The U.S. government has formally recognized the military coup and suspension of the Constitution in Thailand, expressing disappointment and concern over the news. The State Department warned the move will have negative implications for the U.S.-Thai relationship. Washington correspondent Alice Olstein has the latest on U.S. reaction to the crisis.
More than 7 hours after the Thai military took power from the civilian government in a self-described coup, the U.S. State Department released a statement calling for an immediate return to democracy, respect for human rights and press freedoms, and early elections. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki told reporters in Washington what happens now.
We've taken preliminary steps to suspend military engagement and assistance while we consider the facts on the ground.
The State Department is not currently urging Americans to evacuate Thailand, but vowed to keep them updated on safety developments.
The United Nations Security Council has imposed sanctions against Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram. The terrorist group is behind the recent kidnapping of hundreds of schoolgirls and waves of deadly bombings across the country. Nigeria's representative to the UN requested Boko Haram be added to the list of Al-Qaeda-linked organizations facing sanctions. Boko Haram now faces an asset freeze and arms embargo. At least 14 Ukrainian soldiers were reportedly killed after armed militants attacked a checkpoint in the Volnovakha area in eastern Ukraine on Wednesday night. According to reports, at least 4 checkpoints were ambushed just 3 days before presidential elections are due to take place in Ukraine. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
The country's interim prime minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, has called for an emergency session of the UN Security Council and said Russia was involved in the latest violence. Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier announced troops withdrawal from Russia's border with Ukraine, easing concerns about a military intervention.
U.S. law enforcement agents must now record all interviews with suspects. That's the word from the Department of Justice in a reversal of a policy that's been in place for decades. Agents at the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the U.S. Marshals, and the Drug Enforcement Agency are among those affected. Also in the U.S., a man accused of holding a young woman hostage for 10 years has been charged in a California court on counts including rape, molestation of a minor, and kidnapping. His victim says she was 15 when Isidro Garcia kidnapped her, then forced her into marriage and motherhood. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United Nations Security Council has failed to pass a resolution that would have referred the conflict in Syria to the International Criminal Court. Russia and China both vetoed the vote. Nick Harper has more from UN headquarters in New York.
When the 15 members of the Security Council raised their hands to vote, there were no real surprises. The vote was fully expected to fail. Indeed, the day before, Russia's representative to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, confirmed he would veto, calling the vote a publicity stunt. But to publicly force Russia to show its hand was a move aimed at further demonstrating its isolation on the Council. The Security Council has twice before referred conflicts to the ICC, Darfur in 2005 and Libya in 2011. Nick Harper, New York.
And Russia's deputy ambassador to London has met with UK Foreign Office officials over Prince Charles's alleged comments comparing Vladimir Putin to Hitler. The heir to the British throne reportedly made the comparison on a royal tour of Canada in a conversation about Adolf Hitler's takeover of Eastern European countries when leader of Nazi Germany. Deputy Ambassador Alexander Kramarenko met with Foreign Office officials for clarification, but as Ollie Barrett reports from London, he appears to have received little of that.
The Foreign Office says the official who met Ambassador Kramarenko could not be expected to comment on reports of private conversations. And their conversation developed, says the Foreign Office, into an urging by the UK that Russia should step back from comments or actions that could destabilise Ukraine ahead of this weekend's elections. A spokesman for the Russian embassy earlier called Prince Charles's comments outrageous, and the Russian Foreign Ministry said it agreed with one British Labour politician who'd insisted royalty should be seen and not heard.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.